Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Amen. This is a blessed Monday, and God is still on the throne, and I thank him for that. Amen. Because he cannot be removed. I praise him because I don't care how hard the battle rages. It can rage all night long. But there is a peak, amen, in that battle that the enemy will be defeated. Amen. I have been going through some things, amen, and I had suffered much, amen. And a lot of people's spiritual warfare, amen, it takes place, amen, and you can see the natural results. But when you go in and you begin to go and your spirit man is troubled and you're warring in the spirit realm all night long and you're praying all night long, amen. And it seemed like, you know, the battles are getting worse and worse and seem like things are just not falling into place like you thought they would fall into place. And then God would come and talk to you, and he began to ask you a question. Well, what do you want? Amen. What do you want in life? What do you want, amen, out of life? And I talked to him this morning, and I told him, I said, I want to preach. Amen. That was the first thing came out of my mouth. I want to preach. I want to preach the gospel of truth. Amen. And then I told him, I want my sons. Amen. Because most ministries are built up on family, amen, the immediate family, amen, and I just praise God for that. And so as the battle was raging and the enemy was showing me all kind of lies and deceptions, I woke up, amen, out of my dreams, and I said, that's not true. Those are lies. I can't deal with that. All during the midst of it, amen, God, amen, had sent his angels to walk me through this valley of shadow of death. Amen. And the angels were saying, don't do this and don't do this, don't do this and do it. And I was listening to what the angels say. The Bible said, amen, in the Old Testament, and I have to pick up the scripture, amen, in the passage where it was found. But before the Israelites, Israelites went out to do anything, he told them that he would send the angel before them. Amen. And the angel would direct their way, and the angel would assist them. And so he said to them, amen, as Moses spoke, amen, out of his mouth, he said, be careful that you obey the angels, because the angels are not like me. They don't have no ability to pardon. They don't have no ability to forgive. They don't have the ability. All they have the ability to do is to carry out the will of God. And when you step out of the will of God and you don't obey those that are assigned to you, amen, that's when you get in trouble. So the angels were just helping me all last night. They were just helping me all through the morning, all the way up to about, I guess, about 45 minutes ago, and amen. And I began to listen to and understand what God was telling me. He said, now the enemy can come, and he can come before you, amen, so much, amen. And then he has to go, because he said, I am omnipotent. I'm omnipresent, all-knowing, all-seeing, amen, and I'm omnipotent. And I can be any place, any time, at any given time. But the enemy cannot, so they have to pull back rank, amen, at a certain time, because they cannot stand before you all day long. They can't do it, amen. It's virtually impossible. And then I said, Lord, thank you. So God said, I am with you at all times. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I said, oh, Lord, thank you. I said, God, I bless you. I thank you, Jesus. And then he began to let me know. He said, I am God, and beside me there is no other. Take all your problems. Take all your suffering. Take everything to me, because I can work it out. Somebody's going through today. Amen. And they don't understand that the enemy can't stay before them all day long. But God is our very present help in time of need. I said, Lord, you worked it out for me. You worked it out for me. You worked it out for me. And as I began to experience the working of his power and his presence, amen, I began to get that joy back. I began to get the peace back. I began to get the understanding back, because, amen, the battle was raging so hard in my life, amen, the enemy had came against me concerning my children, and God said, pray for your children, pray for your son. He began to say, talk to him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Then he began to tell me, he said, this and this and this. I said, okay, God. And as he told me that, I began to pray and to intercede for my seeds and for my life. Amen, hallelujah. And God showed up. I'm telling you, saints, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen at this, and then we'll go straight into the Bible study. Amen. After we do the Lord's Supper, you know this is a Bible study day. Amen. And we are in the teachings of In the Beginning, Genesis 1. Amen. And I praise God. Amen. For the revelation of that. So I want you to listen to this. Amen. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That song is literally saying, all that I've been through, I still have joy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Still have joy. Praise God. Well, I said myself, I still have joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what you've gone through. Hallelujah. Through the storms and through the rain, through heartache and pain. Thank God. I still have joy. Have joy. Praise God. Maybe it'll play now. Well, I guess it won't, but I just praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has come and wiped away my tears. I still have joy. Amen. The enemy is mad. Hallelujah. That was playing real good before, amen, I got on the program. But, amen, let's get ready to do the Lord's Supper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you know the Bible say in Corinthians chapter 11, as often as we come together, we should partake of this. Amen. And so let us get ready to take that, amen, in essence, amen, to God's will. And we just praise God today. It's coming out of the 11th chapter, amen, starting at the 24th verse. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Thank you, Jesus. And then, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then, 25th verse says, after that, the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us drink our grape juice now. I just praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I give him glory. Father, you are so awesome. You are so awesome. You are so awesome. I praise you. I bless your holy name because you're worthy to be praised. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I adore you and bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful counselor. Almighty God, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the one. Hallelujah. You are the only one. Hallelujah. And I just can't thank you enough. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For your word today, I ask you to add a blessing to the word. Amen. I ask that the anointing, amen, just flow through the atmosphere. Amen. Through the, amen, the airways and begin to penetrate the hearts and minds of people that they might know that God, you are our ship of Zion. You are our, amen, rose of Sharon. You are the lily of the valley. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We are the ones, amen, that literally have to trust in you for everything because God, amen, you are our deliverer. That's why I make my delight in you, Lord. That's why I boast on you and brag on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, amen, hallelujah, you have allowed me a chance to live. Amen. And I'm going to commit my ways unto you, Lord. Amen. Because in you I live and move and have my being. I pray for the saints all over the land. I ask that you would touch their lives, be it cancer or age. Amen. Whatever condition, whatever living condition, some are homeless, God. But, oh, God, you can bring them shelter, amen, in the midst, amen, of a situation that looks like it doesn't have any hope. Amen, I'm a witness to that. You just brought me out last night, amen, and brought me out more than a conqueror with victory, amen, and healing, amen, in my soul, amen. I thank you, Lord God, amen. I could have been dead, amen. My sons could have been dead, but you gave us another chance. You gave us hope, amen. So, God, I ask that you move, amen, for your people, amen, today. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray that, amen, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In thee, O Lord, amen, do I put my trust. Amen, and hallelujah, you won't bring me to confusion, amen. So, God, I just thank you right now, God, for those that are sick and incarcerated in any kind of way, of any kind of sickness, disease, AIDS, cancer, venereal disease, oh, man, I love you. I'm all kind of sickness, amen, heart problems, kidney, sugar, diabetes, God, you're able, amen, to heal those people. Close the doors where the enemy has opened up doors of deception and lies, amen. Those doors of distraction and all the hindrance, it can't be on Shia, because God, you sit up high and you look down low, amen. And I'm just like Deborah, as she, amen, begin to sing the song of deliverance, amen. I praise you, Lord, amen, the avenger of Israel and the avenger of my soul and your people's soul. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I willingly offer up praise, amen, to you, hallelujah, because you are King of kings and Lord of lords. As I pray to you, Lord God, you open up your ears and begin to listen to my side of the story, amen. There is truth, amen, still in the land of the living. And Father, I just thank you because when we speak truth, God, you are able to move upon it, hallelujah. So, Lord God, hallelujah, I just thank you, Jesus, amen, the Lord that, amen, go down to the gates and begin to fight at the gates before the enemy enter into the city. I praise you, Lord God, amen, because you're the one that go down and defeat the enemy before he can even come, amen, into the city to destroy the people, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just worship you. I worship you. I worship you today. I worship you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Oh, I bless God today. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because every time the enemy try to come in like a flood, God, you set up that standard. Amen. And you bring in deliverance. Oh, God, I want to just praise your name today. Oh, God, I thank you for allowing me and my sons a way of escape, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you. Hallelujah. You're God, amen, a God that keeps your word, God. I'm a witness. Hallelujah. I have testimony to tell over and over and over again how you brought me and my sons out. Pray that you add a blessing to the teaching of the word today. You know, I want to thank God, amen, amen, for his greatness and his mercy, amen, and what he's doing. And I want to thank God for, amen, those that pray for me, amen, thank you, Jesus, and stand in the gap for me. And one of them is Prophet Morgan, amen, and Prophet James, and a lady named Sandra Thomas, amen, which is my prayer mother and my prayer friend in the Lord. And she's been with me for over 27 years, and she's walked me through a lot of things and prayed for me. And it's good to have somebody that you can trust, amen, that will stand in the gap for you. I want you to listen to this, amen, and then we'll go straight into the word, amen, the teaching.
Oh,
Praise God. I will never let go of his hand. That's the key right there, saints. Despite of what you're going through, don't you give up. Don't you let go of his hand, because all of it, amen, is only a trick from the devil. We go through tests. Mind you, we are going to be tested, and we are going to be tried. But there is also a time in your life when the test, amen, God will end the test, amen, and he will allow us to go on and do his will. He said, after you have suffered with him a while, then he'll sell you, strengthen you, and establish you. But there's also where you are going to literally get warfare from the enemy to try to overthrow the will of God, amen. And this is not a test. He's literally out to steal, kill, and destroy. So know what's a test and know what's not a test, and know how to stand in the midst of everything that you go through, because God is the only way. You know, we had started, amen, with the chapters, amen, of in the beginning, Genesis 1, and we had started with chapter 1 and verse 1, and I just want to give you a refresher before we go into the teaching, amen. I had to let you know the key words in that in the beginning, Genesis 1, as far as chapter 1 was concerned, was beginning, and that's the starting point or the origin. That's what beginning means. And it's the Hebrew word B-E-R-R-S-H-H-I-T-H. I dare not to pronounce these words because I cannot pronounce them, but I sure can spell them. Amen. So walk with me as I spell them, and if you can pronounce them, God bless you. Amen. Because I'm not up on the Greek and the Hebrew language. I wish that, and I probably will when God give me a chance to study Hebrew and Greek to pronounce these words right. And then God, the definition is supreme being. He's the creator. He is Father. He is our Father. And he is deity. And in the Hebrew language, it would be Elohim. Amen. Adonai, Elohim, or Jehovah, thank you, Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, amen, thank you, Jesus. And he has many other names. Jehovah Sitkanu, amen. He's called Jah, he's called I-S-H-I, is high, amen. And all of these names are found in the Bible. He is our Jehovah Sitkanu, amen. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And so there are many names to him, and I have to pull up all the names. These I'm trying to literally remember off of my head right now. Amen. And the heavens, this is the place of everlasting bliss as far as the definition is concerned. And the Hebrew word for it is S-H-A-M-Y-I-M. Amen. And created or creation, it means causing what did not exist to exist. And it's the Hebrew word D-A-R-A. Amen. And then the earth means ground. And the Hebrew word for it is E-R-E-T-S. So, amen. These are the key words, amen, and the definitions for those key words, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God glory. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, Godhead, amen. The Greek word means T-E-N-E-U-M-A-H-A-G-I-O-N. Pneuma Hagon. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And let's see. And we know Jesus. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Amen. He is the Son. Amen. And he was an angel before he came down on earth. Amen. And in verse 1, this is just a recap of it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. and the earth, amen. And then the definition of the interpretation for that, the origin of heaven and earth is created by God, or the very existence of the heavens and the earth was manifested by God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And manifested means that it could be seen. After God, amen, and the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and wisdom and all that helped him in the creation of the heaven and earth begin to literally sit down, amen, at the, I would say, blueprint table. They begin to discuss what needs to be going in this position and what needs to be going in that area of the earth and the planets and all those various things. And what Wilson did, she said that God required her at the beginning of creation. That means he sought her out for things to help him, in essence, to create the heavens and the earth. Amen. So they all work together as one. You know, I wish the body of Christ would do that, because they are unified. God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus and the angels and all of them, they walk, amen, in unity with God to help God. But we, as the body of Christ, we tend to just do everything we can to fight against each other and not be able to get the work of God done because of so much that we do to each other. So, amen. With God, amen, and the creation, we know that there is not but one God. And when Satan steps up in any position to say that he's a God, he's a liar. He abided not in the truth, and he's a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning. And all he want to do is steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And so we, as the body of Christ and those that are coming into the knowledge of God, need to understand that if God calls a person to write the in-depth study of creation, and how it was formed, then God has a reason for it, because we're nearing the end time. He would not display anything or give away anything, not unless he wanted the people to really understand about him as being God, how sovereign he is, and how much love that he has for his people. That's why I cry out to everybody all the time. If you don't know him, get in a hurry. If you don't know him, cry out and ask him to help you to understand, because there is an enemy out there. And this thing is, he's evil. He's literally evil. He'll keep you where you won't have joy, you won't have peace, you won't have no kind of rest. The God's Son, Jesus, came that we have, we might have peace. Saints, we are nearing the end. God is revealing the truth so you can understand that he's God. Amen. And people need to understand creation. They have a lot of people that's going around, evolutionists and scientists that believe in evolution. They have a lot of people going around saying, well, God did it this way and God did it, but they can't figure out the whole scenario of creation. Well, this synopsis, it gives you, even though it's a synopsis, it gives you the whole scenario of creation. Before I begin to read into the scriptures, I begin to explain the scriptures in essence to how the earth was literally formed, how the planets were formed, and the reasons why the planets were formed. Amen. Each planet had its own identity, and as they were creating and trying to get the perfect blueprint for mankind, for life to be able to exist in, that planets were very much, in essence, experiments. They literally tried this planet, and it didn't was able to contain what was needed to hold life form. And so that's why the various planets were formed. Amen. They tried this planet, it didn't work, and they tried that planet, it didn't work. We bless God today, and they tried that planet. So finally, amen, the earth, amen, amen. After they had created the earth, amen, they decided that the earth was the one that would be most suitable for holding life form. Amen. And then I had gone down to the reference verses, Job 38:4-5, Colossians 1-16, Isaiah 40-12. I love the word of God. All I want to do is preach and teach the truth. Isaiah 44 through 24, Isaiah 45, 7 through and 12, and then we're going to start at Isaiah 48, 13. It said, "Mine hand also had laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand had spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together." Amen. In Psalms 102, 25, it states, "Of old hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands." And then Psalms 33 and 6 through 9, amen. "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth." Amen. "For he spake, and it was done, and he commanded, and it stood fast." You see, God did this here. It say, "By the word of God were the heavens made." God literally spoke, amen, it into existence. "And all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just love God. Amen. I love him. He's the most, you know, have you ever been around a baby, and that baby is so gentle. It's so gentle with everything, the touch, and when it tries to talk to you and get your attention, it's not so rough like an adult would be, harsh as an adult would be. Well, that's the way God's voice is. When he talks to you, he's so gentle. He's so gentle. Oh, my God. You can't help but love him and appreciate him for his grace and mercy. I just love him. I hate for people to false accuse him. I hate for people to go around and start talking and saying all kind of things about him. When you don't know what God is doing for us in a span of a day just to keep the earth, amen, from disintegrating right before our eyes, or to keep the enemy from literally killing us or destroying us, amen, because he's out to kill, amen, and he'll bring in so much deception and distraction when God done told you about your blessings or told you this, then he'll turn around and make you look like you listening to God and God done lied. All of these things that the enemy is trying to do to us to keep us from knowing the truth. But the word clearly states, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth." Amen. His mouth, amen. The literally breath of his mouth, amen, sends forth life-giving force, amen, in order for things to be in existence. He calls them to be in existence. "For he spake," amen, "and it was done." He literally spoke. He spoke everything, amen, out of his mouth. He commanded, and it stood fast. Once he spoke it, then he made a command that it not do anything but what he said it was capable of doing for its purpose. Amen. And then Psalm 65, 6, it said, "Which by his strength set it fast in mountains, being girded up with power." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 89 and 11, "The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them." You did it, God. Amen. We need to let the people understand that you did this here thing. Satan was the one said, "I will exalt myself above God and think myself to be as God," and all this kind of stuff. And God showed him. He literally kicked him out of heaven. And this process was going on while God was literally busy. Him and the Holy Spirit and Jesus, amen, and wisdom, them, they was all together doing the things that God had wanted to be did on earth. And he was setting things in order. Satan was up in heaven, rebelling, doing a coup like the Africans do, doing something that was out of the will of God, amen, so that he could literally try to take over God and his creation. When God seen what he was doing, amen, he said he was okay until he found iniquity in his heart. When God caught that, amen, one of the things that he did, he didn't stand up and argue with Satan. But he kicked him out of heaven. He literally threw him out. Jesus said he saw him as lightning fall down from heaven, amen, down here on earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So God literally got rid of him. God will get rid of you. I'm telling you, saints, you can't play with him. I'm a witness to that. Because if you're out of the will, you're going to have to pray yourself back in the will, because when you're out of the will, you ain't got no help. The enemy will make a mockery out of you. So by these words alone, we should understand that there is not but one God, and he's precious. We need to get together, saints, and stop fighting, stop doing things out of the will, and begin to start doing the will of God, because he's soon to come. His son, amen, is coming, amen, to reign on the earth 2,000 years. And he wanted you to know, amen, what he had did as far as us and his creation is concerned. How much greater love can you find, amen, than this, amen, that he would create us and then his son, Jesus Christ, would come back and lay down his life for us, amen, because of what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. So as we read John's 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Again, I had read up earlier why by the word of the Lord were the heavens, amen, made, amen. So God, amen, sent forth his word, amen. Psalms 1:21-2, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and earth." Amen. David had to have spoken that because of the relationship he had with God, amen, and the understanding of his great creation and his infinite powers. Psalms 1:24, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heavens and earth." Amen. Acts 14:15, "And saying, Sir, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that of like passion with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God." We should turn away from vanities unto the living God, which made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all things that are therein. God did it. Nobody else did it. Nobody did it but God. Acts 17:24. God, amen, that made the heavens and made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And Jeremiah, amen, 10:12, he had made the earth by his power. He had established the world by his wisdom, and he had stretched out the heavens by his discretion. See where wisdom came in? She came right there, amen, and she assisted him. Amen. Proverbs 3:19, "The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth, by understanding had established the heavens." When he created the earth and the heavens, amen, thank you, Jesus, one of the things that he had to use was wisdom and understanding in order to make it suitable. When he created the heavens, he had to make the atmosphere and the stratosphere suitable, amen, to hold oxygen, amen, to hold gravity, amen, so that everything wouldn't collide together. We need oxygen, amen, in order to survive. We need to breathe. We need to live. We need to have the air, amen, that we breathe down on the inside of us in order to survive as well. Proverbs 3:19, "The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth, by understanding had established the heavens." Amen. I said all of that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 8:26-29, "While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the deep," that is a compass in the waters, amen, "when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the foundation of the deep, when he gave it to the seas his decree, He told the seeds, you cannot go no further than what I allow you to go on the land. That's his commandment. Amen. That's why the seeds cannot overtake the land. Amen. And we still have land. Amen. If the seeds wasn't given a commandment, they would do what they wanted to do. But God commanded the seeds to go so far. Oh, yeah, we have our floods and our tsunamis and all of these various other things. But during the process of those, amen, coming into existence, amen, it could be a bad thing, but it also is a good thing because the tsunamis really shaping and reestablish, amen, the earth were as the earth, amen, would literally, if it wasn't help, would literally die. The earth need help in every kind of way. That's why the water is there, so that it can keep the earth moist. That's why the heat is there in the middle of the earth, amen, and that inner core, amen, so that it can literally cook the earth, amen, so that it can stay in shape, amen, and remain firm. So that the water should not pass his commandments. When he appointed them, praise God. Oh, I love this word. I love this word. Foundations of the earth. Amen. God had commanded it to be so, and it is so. Now, on next Monday, amen, get your pens and paper ready, because we're going to go into, thank you, Jesus, Bible study again, and we're going to speak on Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Amen. We're taking it one verse at a time with the reference verses, amen, in order to establish and prove that God, amen, is God. Oh, I love him today, saints. Amen. I love him for his mighty hands and his compassion and deliverance that he brought for me and my sons. Amen. It's not easy to do the will of God because the enemy wants to destroy us. But at the same time, we got somebody, like I said earlier, the enemy can only be there a few minutes, but God can be there permanently. Allow him to be Lord of your life. Come out of your sin. Come out of it. It ain't no good thing there. Come out of it. Repent for your sins and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We're nearing the end. And the only reason why he has revealed the truth, amen, about creation is because we're nearing the end. We must know the beginning as well as the ending. God bless you and have a great Monday. I know I will. The day is not over with yet. My day has just begun. Bless you.